The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than destroy it?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There's a new sheriff in town. Have you ever heard that expression before? In the United States, county sheriffs are elected positions. And I'm very grateful that Bill Hollenbeck, a good Catholic from St. Boniface, is now Sebastian County Sheriff. The role and responsibility of a sheriff is to be the chief law enforcement official in a given county and to make arrests when that's warranted. But the expression, "there's a new sheriff in town," goes a lot further than that. It expands and even exaggerates the authority of the sheriff to be virtually that of a dictator or a despot, the judge, jury, and executioner, the final arbiter of right and wrong. Sometimes when I'm assigned to a new parish as the new pastor, I'll walk into the church office and announce to the secretary with a very severe voice, "There's a new sheriff in town." And the secretary smiles and says, "That's nice, Father. You have a call from the hospital." She's not impressed. Now, my favorite sheriff of all time is Andy Griffith, the sheriff of the imaginary town of Mayberry. I loved watching Andy in the Andy Griffith Show and seeing how he kept the peace without a gun and only using his sweet southern charm, a lot of common sense, and a touch of good humor. That reminds me of another reason I read why there was peace in Mayberry. Someone wrote, "It just occurred to me why Mayberry was so peaceful and quiet. Nobody was married," it said. "Here are the single people that come to mind. Andy, Barney, Aunt B, Floyd, Howard, Goober, Gomer, Sam, Ernest T. Bass, the Darlin family, Helen, Thelma Lou, Clara, just to name a few. In fact, the only one who was married was Otis, and he stayed drunk." What was the secret to Mayberry's peace? The sheriff or being single? Maybe a little of both. In the gospel today, we see Jesus acting very much as the new sheriff in town. Indeed, it is helpful to visualize all of Jesus' behavior in the Gospels as that of a new authority figure who takes upon himself the role of judge, jury, and executioner. He is the final arbiter of right and wrong. And that's no exaggeration. Today, Jesus cures a man with a withered hand, and he performs this miracle in plain sight and on the Sabbath, when no work was allowed. Notice, what Jesus asks the Pharisees. Is it lawful? Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life or to destroy it? The question is a legal question. And if the Pharisees were true authority figures, law enforcement officers, they should know the answer easily. But they remain silent. It becomes clear to everyone watching, and painfully clear to the Pharisees, that there is a new sheriff in town who's enforcing the law now, like Andy in Mayberry, without a gun, with personal charm, a lot of common sense, and a touch of humor. The Pharisees understood precisely what was at stake in the arrival of this new sheriff. They were about to lose their job as the ultimate authority in Israel, and so they sought to kill Jesus. My friends, Jesus did not come just to replace the Pharisees as the new sheriff of Israel. He came to oust all illegitimate authority figures everywhere, and especially in the most important town of all, our own hearts. Ask yourself, who is the sheriff who's calling the shots and telling me what to do in my own life? Who is your judge, jury, and executioner? Who is the final arbiter of right and wrong for you? Who is your sheriff? Surprisingly, sometimes we are our own sheriff, and we do not let anyone else tell us what to do. And sadly, that's especially true among young people today, and Catholic youth are no exception. Excusing themselves from Sunday Mass, living together before marriage, who'd rather marry on a beach or in a wedding chapel rather than in a church, who believe all religions are essentially the same. They have become a sheriff unto themselves. But Jesus has come to replace that authority figure, no less than he came to dethrone the Pharisees. He has come to be the new sheriff in the only town that ultimately matters, in your heart. There's a new sheriff in town. Praise be Jesus Christ.